Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Around 2 a.m., I got up to lock the Starbucks I had worked in for the last 6 months. Switching off all the lights, I grabbed my bag from the counter to leave when I saw a man. A tall, lanky man wearing a cap stood right inside the restaurant with me. I was shocked because I didn't even hear him walk in. I couldn't see his face, only his dark silhouette.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There was probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
For a second, I almost got a heart attack, but my instinct hit me, and I quickly switched on the light above the counter again.
We're closed, sir.
The man scratched his rough, unshaven beard and smiled. With a voice mixed with annoyance, anger, and a little fear, I repeated again.
Sir, we're closed for the day. You need to leave.
I'm Miles. Mr. Newman reported about the coffee machine. I remembered. Our manager Newman told me the second coffee machine is giving trouble and someone will be coming to check it. But then it also hit me that often in horror stories, serial killers come in disguises as maintenance staff. So I dialed Newman.
Hi, it's Tiffany. I just wanted to confirm... Did you ask Mile to check on the coffee machine? Oh, okay. Thanks.
I exhaled, feeling my tired shoulders giving up. Newman did send this guy. Who knows how long he'll take now? With an irritated face, I showed him the coffee machine behind the counter. He smiled back and took out a screwdriver and a cable cutter. Something in his smile irked me a bit. Even after confirming with the manager about him, I still couldn't help but feel unsafe around him. Maybe it's just an inherent trauma response to being a woman. I thought. He began working on the machine and I slouched back on a chair, cursing Newman in my head. I started watching videos again, but every 3 seconds I could notice Miles glancing back at me. At one point, I asked him,
"Do you need something?"
"Nope, all good." He then said something funny and I chuckled. I thought in my head that Miles was not that bad. I was probably watching too many of these scary stories. But a few minutes later, when I asked him,
"How long will it take?"
He stopped what he was doing and slowly turned towards me. The counter light was just above his head. I could see his face a little too clearly now. He looked, well, not happy. His left eye twitched weirdly and he asked, "Why? I thought you were enjoying my company." The way he said it, the amount of conviction in his tone spooked me. It was as if he couldn't believe I wanted to leave. To manage the situation, I chuckled casually again.
"No, I'm just really tired."
He got back to what he was doing while muttering, "Women shouldn't work so late at night. It's not safe, you know." The unsafe feeling rushed back again. I took a snap of Miles without him noticing and sent it to Mr. Newman. I texted,
"Can you please call him and tell him to come tomorrow so I can go home? It's really late."
A few minutes later, Mr. Newman texted back. As soon as the notification popped up, I clicked on it. Cold sweat appeared on my forehead once I saw his reply. Mr. Newman had texted, "That's not Miles! Miles is my niece, Tiffany!" I could feel my frozen body weighing heavy on that chair. I wanted to run for the door, but I knew he would reach me first before I reached the exit. I can't call 911 because that would directly challenge whoever this man is, and I don't want to do that. With trembling hands, I texted Newman back.
"Call 911.
I saw him go offline right away and knew he was on it. Now I have to wait here patiently till the cops arrive. I just hope when they do arrive, they find me alive. Is that boyfriend? The fake Miles asked me with his back to me, pretending to fix the coffee machine. I let out a nervous smile, saying,
"My fiancé. He's just worried why I'm not home yet."
Pretty caring. Good for you. I smiled even though I was dying inside. The best way to keep him engaged is to entertain his small talk. So I asked a question that was already eating my mind.
How long do you know Mr. Newman?
Oh, I don't. I know his niece. We dated for a while.
I see. It's good you two are still friends after breakup.
He suddenly looked back at me. His eyes were glowing now. Holding the cable cutter, he moved his hands through the wires, face still turning towards me. Then, suddenly, I heard the cable cutter falling on the floor. He made a small whimper and lifted his hand to the light. The tip of his index finger was gone, chopped off clean. Blood was dripping from the wound, yet he wasn't even flinching. He smiled casually, put his finger inside his mouth, and started sucking the blood. His eye wasn't even blinking, like he had no realization of pain. I got up shaking.
You need to go to a hospital. Let me call for help.
Taking out the finger from his mouth, he smiled again. His teeth and lips were all stained with blood. I think you already did that. My heart jumped into my throat. He picked up the cable cutter from the floor. I stepped back in horror, thinking he would lunge at me at any moment. But he slowly went for the exit, opened the door, and looked at me one last time.
Tell Newman I'll always love Miley. Oh, and he should get a new coffee machine.
And then he left, just like that. When Mr. Newman came with the cops, I was unable to speak for quite some time. They found a severed top of an index finger near the broken coffee machine. My fiancé came to pick me up. We went to the station, and there I said all that happened. Mr. Newman disclosed that he helped his niece getting a restraining order against her crazy ex-boyfriend last week. He stalked her for days even after they broke up. It isn't hard to guess that Miley, aka Miles' ex, is still stalking her secretly. I'm just glad he's not my ex. The rain was pouring outside, hammering against the Starbucks windows like it was trying to shatter everything. The emergency lights were on, casting this creepy dim glow that made the cafe look like something out of a horror movie. I was so close to being done with my shift, exhausted, just wiping down the counters and counting the till. But then a guy showed up. He said his name was Eric. He banged on the glass door like his life depended on it, his face pale and desperate.
"Please, I left my wallet inside!"
he yelled, his voice muffled through the glass. I hesitated. Something about the way his eyes darted around made my skin crawl, but I couldn't just leave him out there in the storm. Big mistake. The second I unlocked the door, I knew I'd messed up. He brushed past me, his wet coat dripping all over the floor, and immediately started glancing at the security cameras. My gut was screaming at me to run, but I tried to play it cool.
"Where did you last see it?"
I asked, my voice shaky. "Over there," he said, pointing toward the seating area, but his eyes weren't on the tables. They were on the exits. He was blocking the front door, and when I tried to slip out the back, I found it chained from the outside. My heart dropped into my stomach. "Looking for this?" Eric held up my phone, a sick smirk spreading across his face. He tossed it onto the counter, and it skidded out of reach. "We're gonna play a little game, Lily. Hide and seek. You get 30 seconds. I didn't wait for him to finish. I bolted, my sneakers squeaking against the tiles as I dove behind the counter. My heart was pounding so hard I was sure he could hear it.
"Ready or not, here I come!"
Eric's voice echoed through the empty cafe. His boots scraped against the floor, slow and deliberate.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel, or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
The sound of his switchblade dragging along the counter made my teeth clench. Screech. I flinched, biting down on my lip to keep from screaming. Then, silence. I peeked through a gap between the boxes. The cafe was empty. Where was he? I had to move. I crept toward the restroom, my legs shaking with every step. There was a landline under the sink. If I could just get to it, I could call for help. My fingers brushed the door handle, and I froze. In the mirror, I saw him. Eric was right behind me, his reflection grinning like a predator. "Boo," he whispered. I screamed, swinging the metal tray I'd grabbed from the counter. It smashed into his arm with a sickening thud, and the switchblade clattered to the floor. I didn't wait to see if he'd recover. I sprinted toward the back storage area, my lungs burning. The walk-in freezer was my only hope. I yanked the door open and slipped inside, crouching behind a stack of milk crates. The cold bit into my skin, but I barely felt it. My breath fogged the air, and I held it, trying to stay silent. The sound of footsteps sent shivers down my body. Eric's voice cut through the silence, calm and cruel.
"You think you're clever, huh? Shivering in there like a little mouse."
The door handle rattled violently, and I flinched. My eyes darted to the door, and that's when I saw it. Bloody fingerprints. My blood, from when I'd hit him.
"Found you," he whispered. The door flew open, and I bolted, swinging the tray like a shield. Eric lunged at me, his blade slicing through my arm. The pain was sharp and hot, but I used it to fuel my escape, slamming the tray into his face as I ran. I stumbled into the customer area, blood dripping from my arm. My eyes landed on the coffee pot left on the table, still hot. Eric charged at me, and I hurled the scalding liquid into his face. He screamed, clawing at his skin, and I didn't hesitate. I grabbed a broken chair leg and slammed it into his knee. He crumpled to the floor with a howl. The front door. I had to get to the front door. I bashed the emergency exit panel with the chair leg, and the glass shattered. The alarm blared, deafening in the silence. Eric scrambled after me, his face twisted in rage, but I was already through the door, screaming for help into the rainy night. The last thing I saw before the darkness swallowed me was Eric's silhouette, limping back into the shadows of the cafe. I woke up in the hospital, my arm bandaged and my mind racing. The police said they found the cafe empty, with no sign of Eric, but I know he's out there, and I know he's not done playing. So, if you're ever working a late shift and someone bangs on the door, begging to be let in, don't. Just don't. Because you might not be as lucky as I was. The rain poured down in sheets, drumming against my windshield as if it had a grudge against my vehicle. My eyelids weighed a ton, and I realized I couldn't continue driving in this state. Then I spotted it, a Starbucks sign shimmering like a lighthouse on the highway. I drove into the parking lot, thankful for the opportunity to stop and get a coffee and shake off the fatigue. The cafe was otherwise deserted except for the barista working behind the counter. She was a little plump, with her hair pulled back in a sloppy bun and her face aglow like a Christmas tree when she spotted me enter.
"Welcome to Starbucks,"
she trilled, her tone far too chipper for that late time of night. I asked for a cafe Americano and chatted a little while she was making it. She said her name was Rachel, and I made a few jokes to kill the time. Honestly, I was trying to be friendly, maybe even a little flirty, because she looked like she needed to pick me up. Big mistake. I sat by the window sipping my coffee and watching the rain. Rachel brought me a chocolate chip cookie, saying it was on her. "Thanks," I said, smiling. But then she started asking questions, personal ones, like what kind of qualities I'd want in a girlfriend. I laughed it off at first, but it didn't take long to realize she was hitting on me. I felt bad, like maybe I'd given her the wrong idea, so I casually mentioned my girlfriend and how I was planning to propose to her this weekend. That's when everything went sideways. Rachel's face twisted like I'd slapped her.
"How could you do this to me?"
she hissed. I was stunned. "Do what? I was just being nice."
"You made me feel like you liked me,"
she shouted, her voice shaking.
"It was love at first sight."
I stood up, my patience wearing thin. "Look, even if I was single, I wouldn't date you. I was just being polite." Her eyes narrowed, and before I could react, she swung a coffee cup at my head. Everything went black. I woke up with a pounding headache, my wrists tied together with rough twine. The room was dark, lit only by a single candle flickering on the floor. The smell of coffee beans and damp cardboard filled the air. Rachel was sitting across from me on an upside-down milk crate. Her makeup was smudged, bright red lipstick bleeding into the corners of her mouth. She smiled sweetly like we were on a date.
"You left me no choice, babe,"
she said, leaning in close.
"You were going to leave me. Now, we have all night."
My heart raced as I scanned the room for anything I could use to escape. That's when I saw it, a shard of broken glass from a shattered syrup bottle on the floor behind her. Rachel started rambling about our future together, stroking my hair like we were some kind of couple. I gritted my teeth, inching my hands toward the glass shard. The twine cut into my skin, but I didn't care. I had to get out of here.
"Hey, are you even listening to me?"
she snapped, her voice sharp. I didn't think, I just acted. I lunged forward, headbutting her as hard as I could. She stumbled back, knocking over the candle,
flames erupted from a pile of napkins, and I used the distraction to grab the glass shard and slice through the twine. I bolted out of the storage room, my vision blurry. The cafe was dimly lit, the neon Starbucks sign casting an eerie glow over the counter.
Daniel, come back to me! You can't leave me!
Rachel's voice echoed behind me, no longer sweet, but guttural and feral. I sprinted, knocking over tables and chairs to slow her down. She was right behind me, wielding a coffee stirrer knife she'd sharpened into a shiv.
We're meant to be together!
She screamed, lunging at me. The blade slashed my forearm and I cried out in pain. I raced to the restroom, slamming the door shut, locking it behind me. Rachel pounded on the door, shrieking.
You can't hide from me! I'll find you!
I splashed cold water on my face, trying to stay alert. Blood from my arm mixed with the water, staining the sink red. That's when I saw the small window, my only way out. The banging stopped and there was complete silence. I pressed my ear against the door, holding my breath.
Surprise!
Her voice came from behind me. I spun around to see Rachel's face in the mirror. She'd crawled through the air vent. I barely dodged as she swung the shiv at my throat. Grabbing the soap dispenser, I slammed it into her face. She stumbled back, blood dripping from her mouth. But she laughed, a manic, unhinged sound. I jumped onto the counter and smashed through the window. Broken glass sliced my leg, but I kept going, limping to the parking lot. Rachel burst through the cafe door, a jagged sharp of glass in her hand. Her face was smeared with blood and smudged makeup, making her look like something out of a nightmare. Rachel leaped onto the hood, stabbing at the windshield.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once, a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
I floored the gas, sending her tumbling onto the pavement. As I sped away, I glanced in the rearview mirror. Rachel was slowly sitting up, her grin wide, staring at me. My chest heaved as I drove into the night, rain pounding against the car. She was alive, and I knew she'd come for me again.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring. Right here.
right now.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.